It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benning, a Lacaparle Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
I'm a little disheartened. There was only one introduction this morning.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm trying to get out of the habit of playing two of them for you. So, sorry. I mean, not that we don't like you, but...
No, I see how it is.
Yeah, okay. All right. You behave yourself, we'll give you another one.
I appreciate that.
How's your weekend?
It was good. Good. Pretty relaxing. Didn't do much. Got some grocery shopping in. That was about it.
Okay, well... How's Rupert? Rupert the dog?
Rupert's good.
He's good? Okay.
He's good.
See him out there once in a while looking around, so stop in and see him. But I have to have a lot of energy to do that because he likes me, you know.
He likes anybody that stops to say hi to him.
Quite a character.
Screaming and shouting. And
yeah, I get a kick out of Rupert there.
Yeah.
He's quite a character.
He's a hoot.
He is. Well, let's talk about...
we got to salute a veteran first.
Salute a veteran first. Yeah, I was going to say we're getting the right order here.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
You're getting a little... forgetful in your old age.
I'm getting a little excited here. Yeah,
I guess. Today we're saluting Seaman First Class Gene Nelson Ness. Gene was born on May 6, 1921 in Boyd, passed away on July 3, 2011. He entered active duty into the United States Coast Guard. There's not many Coast Guard veterans in the area. So he entered active duty on July 21, 1942 in Omaha, Nebraska, United States Coast Guard. Honorably discharged about 3.5 years later on March 12th, 1946 in Detroit, Michigan. Served during the World War II era. I found this kind of cool. He earned the sharpshooter badge with a 38 caliber pistol.
Okay. Usually it's some long gun of some kind or something.
Yeah. You know, rifle or, you know, 45 caliber, you know, automatic that most troops carried. But, you know, they did carry the 38 caliber revolver as well. So okay, well, I thought that was kind of cool.
If you're going to carry it, you should probably know how to use it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's Alec Baldwin could take a...
we won't talk about that.
Could take a note from that.
Yes, but it's a lesson in gun safety.
That's absolutely right. So we thank you, Gene, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Seems to be, is there another gentleman around here, I can't remember what was it, was in the Coast Guard, gave a program at Kiwanis at one point in time.
I can't
remember. Anyway, it was kind of interesting.
You know, the head of the Marietta Legion's Honor Guard is a retired Coast Guard.
Oh, and that, who's that, though?
Stephen Annette.
Yeah, he was the one. Stephen gave us a good program there on the Coast Guard. So, interesting. It's something you don't think about a lot.
No.
Yeah. Know. All right, well, let's talk about the subject at hand. It's not about the Coast Guard, but VA is reviewing Blue Water Navy claims.
It's all water.
Yeah, water is water. Blue, salty, whatever.
Yep. The Disabled American Veterans put out a news release on October 21st announcing that the Department of Veterans Affairs is automatically reviewing Blue Water Navy claims for conditions related to herbicide exposure during the Vietnam War. When they say Blue Water Navy, that means anybody that served in the United States Navy during the Vietnam period within 12 nautical miles of the coast of Vietnam. That's considered Blue Water Navy Vietnam vet.
Okay.
To right past wrongs, thousands of rejected Blue Water Navy benefits claims are under review by the Department of Veterans Affairs after being compelled by a court order. The 60,000 sailors who served on ships in eligible waters off the coast of Vietnam and claim Agent Orange exposure stand to benefit from the reevaluation. The Disabled American Veterans was instrumental in the passage of critical legislation in 2019 that entitled these sailors, known as Blue Water Navy Veterans, to overdue benefits, including compensation and health care. Affected veterans whose claims were rejected because they didn't serve with boots on the ground in Vietnam will be automatically reevaluated. Veterans don't need to do anything to have their once rejected claims reviewed, according to DAV's National Service Director, Jim Marsalek. U.S. District Court in Northern California rightly realized that many Blue Water Navy veterans have waited decades for justice and time is running out. Since 2019, the agency has distributed nearly $1 billion, with a B as in Bravo, in retroactive benefits based on more than 45,000 Blue Water Navy veterans claims. So, and we've been, my office has been instrumental in assisting with some of that. So we've had a few Blue Water Navy veterans come in and, you know, we call it reopen their claims and, you know, based on the new law that passed in 2019. So, and most have been pretty successful. So
that's good.
So more information on this, you can go to the Department of Veterans Affairs website, which is va.gov/Agent Orange. Disabled American Veterans has some information on their website, as well as this news release. This will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. And you might find it on the some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And as always, you're going to give us that phone number.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And a lot of times on that Veterans Linkage Line, it'll say, talk to your county veteran service officer.
That'll be you.
Yep. And if you don't know who it is, they'll direct you to a website where you can search by county and their smiling face comes up.
All right.
Including mine.
Are you smiling in the photo?
Kind of, sort of. Sun was in my eyes, so I'm squinting.
Okay, well.
In the picture, but it's a good photo, I think.
Oh, the office hours, regular hours this week?
Regular hours this week, 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. I do have a doc. I will be out for part of Friday. I do have a doctor's appointment, so.
Okay.
I was at a retreat last week where I got to know.
You took a couple of days there. You were getting some lessons.
We're getting some lessons, and it was a good way to get to know other members on the executive board of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers.
Doing some networking, as they say.
Networking, yes. But we also did a lot of business too. So okay. We listened to, you know, legislative liaisons. We, you know, talked to the director of programs and services for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs about some new things coming out, and so it wasn't all networking, it was also business. So
all right, sounds good. Got to do that once in a while.
Exactly. You can reach us by phone and
stay up to date on a lot of changes, I'm sure, that are always happening.
Always changing. Yes. You can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right, well, Josh, appreciate the info, and again, check the Dawson Sentinel, the Western Guard, for all this information as well, and we'll be back on the air again next Monday morning, same time.
Sounds good.
Josh Benning, a Lackbarrel Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackbarrel County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.